Afternoon Drive. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. All eyes on Ryan Day and the Buckeyes as they take on another top-ranked team, Penn State. Spencer German breaks it all down on the Sons of the Shoe podcast. Follow the podcast now and subscribe on the Odyssey app, 92.3thefan.com, wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify. Have I mentioned Apple? Follow Sons of the Shoe now. I commend you. You were referring to something the Cavs are doing as a strategic move. I still can't tell if you mean that as a good thing or a bad thing.
Oh, I think it was a great thing. I thought last night, obviously there's a lot of takeaways within the core four and everything. I just think in having Darius play the way that he did, and obviously you just catch him when he's hot, right? And you got to play the hot hand, and obviously he had the time to shine. But the fact that they kind of pushed everything aside in that fourth quarter, he scored, 15 points? Like, they let him cook. I thought it was brilliant. If it was intentional or not, I thought it was brilliant. And it's for a couple reasons. Last year was a season from hell for Darius. It was awful. It couldn't have gone worse. Cavs were 15-4 when Darius wasn't on the court. They played better without him there. One point, he was eating his meals through a straw, which is, I mean, how low does it get, Nick? Eating your meals through a straw?
Like, he was in Paris.
He's in Paris. He had to, like, I heard the story once. He was in Paris. They were at a fine dining restaurant, and they served steaks, and then he brought out a blender and put it right on the table because that's how he was eating his food. Like, it's awful. Every bit of it is awful.
Here's the bad thing. My fat ass would 100% eat a steak that
not
was blended.
There's no chance.
Yeah.
Wait, required or not required? If your jaw is broke, you got no choice.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You're saying, like, I serve you steak blended up and you're going to go ahead and eat it?
I'm going to give it a go.
No chance.
Yeah. I'm going to take a sip. I'm not saying I'm going to eat all of it.
This is the Nick Talk content that we've needed forever.
I'll be honest with you. What's the broken jaw challenge? Right?
That's terrible.
Call it the Darius Garland Broken Jaw Challenge.
No.
Will you eat steak through a straw?
That's you know what? Not
blended
for me.
Blended up steak through a straw.
I do want it served by a very fancy French guy. Oh, this is the best T-bone we have.
Can you imagine the waiter? He puts the blender on the table. Just insulting everyone in France.
Would you like the cowboy butter? Yes.
Yes, I would.
Look at me. Look at my jowls, and you answer the question, sir. Now, back to Darius Garland.
He's eating steak through a blender.
Yeah.
And then he had the trade rumors, right? Did it come from Clutch Sports? Did it not come from Clutch Sports? I would bet a lot of money if his value wasn't in the toilet. They would have traded Darius last season, but they couldn't because his value was so low. I think yesterday was about making sure that Darius understands that you can work with Donovan, and you're going to have your moments to shine. And there's no bigger moment to shine than in Madison Square Garden, taking down the Knicks. I thought it was strategic. I thought it was genius. And I thought that was Kenny Atkinson. And I'm giving him the credit for this, by the way.
But I do think you're seeing that with everybody. Like, that first game. Hey, Evan, this is your game. Go out and cook. Using your vernacular and the kids' vernacular. Hey, in this game.
I stole from Russ Wilson.
No one's kind of, that's, I would never admit that in public.
Dangerous.
Unless it was Sierra. If you stole Sierra from Russ Wilson, then it's okay. if it's a slang term, I'd just keep it hid. But with that being said, like, I think that's good coaching. Like, what you're just describing is, it's strategic, but it's just common sense. It is, hey, this is a dude that we love and we trust. He's a hell of a good basketball player. He's got a hot hand right now. He's cooking, as it were. Let's not turn off the oven.
You say it's obvious, but we didn't see it often last year. You know, like in those moments, I felt like they didn't say, Darius, it's a fourth quarter takeover.
Because when I think you have an offense that everything kind of makes sense and there's a theory behind it, it allows players to play more free. Right? When the player has to think, it's the idea, it's the same thing we talked about with Schwartz and the impact he made on the defense for the Browns. Basketball is meant to be played as quick as you can.
Yeah.
And how you do that is when you're used to playing within a rhythm with each other. And they didn't have a rhythm for all of last year. And some of that was, and some of that's not JB's fault, by the way.
They had a lot of injuries.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, Darius getting hurt and being, 15, 20 pounds underweight, that's nobody's fault. Not Darius, it's not JB's. But had you had a working system in place for the 2 years previously, you would have fallen back on that. That's the point. Like, everybody obsesses about, well, it's the triangle offense or it's the Golden State offense. All of those things are malleable. But there's like a core constant of understanding of how basketball offensively is meant to be played, how the ball moves, who moves it, when it's moved, All those kind of things. Who it runs through, who it doesn't run through, who brings the ball up.
Yeah, but Atkinson has his own principles attached to that, too. That's why you're seeing Mobley and Allen staggering with their minutes. Like, he's fast-paced, too. You've noticed a big difference there with their pace as well. Like, he's got his own identity to it. And I think telling Darius Garland, not only do you work in my identity, but I'm going to be one of the few coaches that don't say two undersized guards can't work. I'm going to make this work, and I'm going to make you look good in the process. Like, I thought last night was huge in many respects for getting the core four to actually be a core four.
Well, and
not just a big three in Darius.
So I actually agree with you, but I think the thing to remember is, because it's like Evan. Well, Evan had this gigantic performance in game one, but look at his stats in game two. You're missing the point. He doesn't, with the way this thing is set up, your core four should be talented enough in the regular season that it's a pick your own poison. Hey, you want to take away Evan? That's fine. Darius has got you. Hey, you want to take away Darius? That's fine. Donovan's got you. You should be able to do that in the regular season. It's mostly just, can you out-talent the other team?
Yeah, I thought, and
out-try the other team.
But at points last season, they couldn't rely on Darius if they were even trying to say, Darius, take over and do this.
Yes, and I think that's what the first 25 to 30 games is about. It's stay healthy and build back the trust that was there.
Do you think he's turned a corner?
Yeah, I mean, I think last night was real. I don't think it was a flukish thing whether he scores 25 points tomorrow or whether he scores 15. Like, that's a box score thing. It's how it looks. And he looks confident. And by the way, we should give the player credit, because the player was discredited a lot. I feel like I pulled every punch I had on Darius because I knew it wasn't his fault. And like, he went through stuff last year. And I think there were some real cheap things. And there were real cheap things said about selling him at low out there just to get him off the books because, oh my God, the contract. It was all short-sighted. It all lacked perspective. This kid's a baller. I do think there's a statute of limitations on how long he's going
to
be here.
I mean, I was getting ready to give up on him, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, but see, now, when you make...
Game 7 against Orlando last year did a number on me.
When somebody comes along...
Paolo scores 38, Donovan scores 39, and then he goes 3-13 and was an absolute nothing burger.
When somebody comes along and finally offers you what Darius is truly worth at his max value, then you're not selling. You're just simply making the next logical move. That's smart.
That's why they didn't give up on him. I mean, they had no choice there.
That's what, like, last night ultimately symbolizes. It is freeing Darius from the pressure of his struggles last year. It is getting him back to a point where he's confident. There are natural things between him and Donovan that I think there's going to be a push and pull there. And because they're not wings, like in Boston, you live with a push and pull between Jason and Jaylen.
Yeah.
Because they're everything you want, right? They're 6'7", 6'8". Two guards, three guards who can guard one through four, probably not one through five, depending on the five, and who can score at will on the perimeter on three levels. Like, Darius and Donovan are that, minus the height and the wingspan and the defensive upside.
Yeah.
So that's what this is about. No, I mean, and at some point, it's going to happen.
I don't think I was the only one that was wondering how this would go. And wondering how it would go when, I mean, basically Darius held up two boxes and said him or me when it came to Donovan. And the Cavs chose Donovan. Like, there's no way his ego couldn't have taken a hit on that. Now, he spent the entire summer trying to tell us that that's not how that went down. And he wanted nothing to do with that. And he was shocked by the trade rumors getting out there and all that nonsense. But my perspective on it is when Clutch goes out there and tries to shop him around, that is them saying him or me, and he didn't win that battle. And so I didn't know how it was going to go between Donovan and Darius this upcoming season. I had no idea.
Yeah, like I don't think it's like they don't like each other. Because I think moments.
They just might not be able to work well together.
Yeah,
I think yesterday was
limited.
A big sign in showing not only that Donovan's willing to let Darius take over a game and cook, like scoring 15 in the fourth, but they also can work together. I'm going to keep saying cook all the time.
You're cooking. And
I'm
going to
keep
it.
Saying cook.
You're cooking with fire.
Once I credited Russ Wilson, it really, really deflated the whole entire thing, didn't
really,
it?
Really, the credibility's
really
dropped. It's okay. We'll get it back.
Right, like, through the floor.
You're now Darius Garland. You're going to get it back. Don't worry about it. It's just going to take a year and eating some.
You keep plugging away, little buckaroo.
I'm
just you'll get there one day.
Going to tell people I want to be traded and then get shocked and aghast when people are like, oh, you're in trade discussions.
Yeah. You meant released, right?
Not from me.
So here's the thing, though. The
call's coming from inside the house.
But I think the point I'm making is, one, good for you, Darius. That's awesome. We all have guys that when they go down, we kick them. And when we shouldn't.
What's right? awesome if he actually does turn the corner? But, like, yeah, if this is him turning the corner.
But that's what's so cool about it, is to see a guy who, like, I never stopped believing he's a good basketball player. And it annoyed me when people talked about his value, because value is perspective. Value is a, hey, group think. What do we think about this guy? He's an undersized point guard, and he's been hurt, and he wasn't very good last year, or wasn't up to his standard. Like, that perception shifts all the time. So, like, on one hand, good for Darius and good for the Cavs. You're doing the common sense thing now, which you weren't doing at points last year, which annoyed me and pissed me off. Darius was, the team was not. But here's the other thing. It is something like he's showing the rest of the NBA, hey, I am the guy I was 2 years ago. I was the guy that
was. Now you're saying
was.
It like it's trade bait.
No. But I think Darius is pragmatic enough to understand, hey, nobody wanted to pay the price for you. Everybody's a little afraid of that contract because of the way you played last year.
Jeez, now you're spinning it, though, the way I'm taking it. And I don't know if you mean it this way or not, but now I'm like, is every day an audition for Darius to be shopped at the deadline?
Yeah, it should be.
Is it?
Yeah, because that's how the NBA works. So, like, I think...
Well, are we committed to the core four, or are we trying to shop people and trade people at the deadline, and this really is just Mobley and Donovan?
It's not as fixed as that. It's really not as fixed as that.
Or is everyone on an audition, down from Jared Allen to Darius, to see how it fits?
And see, I think that's too cynical. I think this is a really good thing.
I don't know. I'm genuinely asking. Like, I don't know.
I think this is Darius understanding. If he wants his own team, the only way he does that is if he plays lights out and conforms to the situation. But it's also an opportunity, because what happens when you win? You start loving ball a little bit more.
Yeah.
The ball goes a little freely. All of a sudden, you feel a little more free and saying, you know what, it is Donovan's night. And all of a sudden, you become a little bit more selfless, because you're not thinking about, oh man, I'm failing to live up to this contract and I'm stuck here. You don't have to think like that. So for the Cavs, the best thing that happens with Darius playing well is you get to keep Darius. Darius and Donovan are great. Evan's great. And all of a sudden, you're a real threat in the playoffs. But if the second door open from Darius playing well is somebody's going to come along and offer you a Trey Murphy and a Herb Jones, you're still sitting pretty. And by the way, that's good for Darius and it's good for you. So Darius being who Darius was last night is good business for both parties.
Oh, for sure.
Whether he's here 2 years from now or whether inevitably there's a statute of limitations on this thing,
I thought it was really refreshing that at the end of the game it was, and listen, I love when Donovan takes over, and I love when Donovan's asked to take over. But
when
I thought
Donovan
it was,
cooks?
Yeah, exactly. But I thought it was refreshing that somebody else was asked to cook, okay? The oven.
That's a very defensive okay.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was. Okay. Because I think you realize you've said cook so many times.
Well, you said cook back, and I'm like, we can let the cook thing go, but maybe we should keep the cook thing going.
I think the cook thing's going.
I think it's died.
Now, with that, Donovan did speak after the game about Darius and getting Darius to cook.
Unbelievable.
I just want everybody who was on that side to stay on that side when it comes to him. Like, you know what I mean? I don't want it to be a switch up. You know what I mean? And I think he said the same thing during an interview or something like that. Like, this is who he is. And, you know, there are times throughout your career where you have years like that. And obviously he was going through things personally and different things. You have to figure out, you know, you have to grow and figure out, okay, like, there's going to be things that happen. How do I continue to build? And it was tough. He's in the lineup, out the lineup. So for him, you know, I think this was more of a similar where it's like, okay, I'm starting to figure these things out and just be who you are. Just be confident. You've been preaching that to him. You know, since I got here, and that's who he is. That's who he was when he was drafted. You know, he was an all-star, and he was just playing at this level. But the biggest thing for me is, like, he's playing. His defensive effort is the biggest thing. Like, 34 points, yeah, like, he does that. I'm not really tripping on that, but, like, being able to slide your feet, get into the spots, be there, like, those are the things that we all, like, feed off of. And he's been phenomenal. He's going to keep being that guy, but I definitely want to continue. And I know it's only 4 games into the season, but he's going to keep playing like this. And I would like everybody who said he couldn't stay over there. And I know who a lot of y'all are, and who wasn't on that side, you know, keep over here. You know what I mean?
So I'm gonna have to ask you to declare what side you were on in summer, so we can keep this going. Because I was on Team Darius.
Do Cavs fans want to dislike Darius? That's kind of what that made it sound like to me.
I think there were fans who absolutely turned on Darius.
For sure there were, and I think there were more
media members, but I think there was. Yeah.
Well, I mean, last year was tough, and with good reason. We can't just wipe away last season because of one good game in Madison Square Garden.
Well, you also can't make last season who Darius is when the 5 previous seasons were that like a different tier player.
I would agree with that, but I think it's really interesting. Hey, first off, I love Donovan sticking up for his guy there. Like, I love that. That is like, that is Band of Brothers stuff right there, Nick. I love that. I absolutely love that. Unlike what's going on right now with the cooking references, that is Band of Brothers stuff that I absolutely love.
In fairness, I'm cooking you, I think.
I think so. My goodness. No, but fans don't want to dislike Darius. We all want we want the core four to work, don't we?
Yeah, but no.
I want the core four to work.
Nah, people turned on him. I just want to know if you were one of those people. I think everybody on this station, I'm calling on the morning boys.
Can I be honest with you? I don't remember if I did or didn't, but I remember I made a lot of jokes about him blending up some steaks and eating them through straws. I remember I made a lot of jokes about that stuff.
Doesn't sound like a guy that's on Darius' side here.
Well, I wasn't on his side when he's trying to get traded either. I don't remember being on his side there.
All right, you stay on that side. I'm gonna stay on Darius' side.
You put the hard hat. Oh, this is great revisionist history here. You put the hard hat on and was like, Darius is it?
I believe I said you can't sell him low, and I think Darius is still a great player.
Nobody thought you could sell him low, though.
Well, no, but I still thought...
Giving him away for a bag of basketballs makes no sense.
I still thought Darius was a great player, and I thought last year was the aberration. And there's tape. I don't know where it is, but there is tape.
We can't find it.
216-474-0092. Which side are you on? Last night was the aberration, Darius balling out, or last year was the aberration? I know what side I'm on. I think you better be truthful with yourself on what side you're on.
Classic Nick. The side that's right now, you're on. Okay, all right.
I believe I've been on the right side all along. I am him. Let me cook. Jonathan realized something about himself recently that I've known all along. It might cause another problem. 92.3 The Fan.